All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
I just think it's the nature of the way we want to lay our foundation. We want to have aggressive mindset, but also being calculated and smart behind it. But we'll continue to be aggressive, and we want to have that mindset in everything we do.
That's Troy Weaver on The Morning Show. I want to add to this because I don't just want to do, hey, wasn't last night great, 248. I want to have some conversation on this. You know, it's a level of excitement. I want to know for the person driving around, obviously, if you're a Piston fan, you're more interested now. But it's more about the fringe people. Does last night, or at least what you're hearing about last night, get you to want to turn the TV on or get you to want to turn on 97.1 and re-engage with a team that has been largely off the map? But I promised Rico I would do this, and I know I'll get criticized for it, and that's okay. I don't care. I thought a lot about the Jalen Duren thing. And, you know, people text you, and they're like, oh, they got Duren. They don't need Ayton. And I'm like, all right, pump the brakes. So a couple of notes. Jalen Duren is the youngest player in this draft, which you know your boy, me, loves. Why? Because we don't take old people high in the first round.
My God, 22 is not old.
It's old in NBA years.
What is this, Logan's Run?
Hey, man, in tennis, you're done by 18. Okay. Now, let me just get back to it. Jalen Duren also received no coaching at Memphis. None.
What are you talking about? You had Larry Brown there. You had Rasheed Wallace. And you had Penny Hardaway.
Did Larry Brown know he was there? So my point.
She left.
Right. Larry Brown thought.
And they had the number one player in the country.
Larry Brown thought he was on the Long Island Expressway. She'd quit and Penny melted down.
When is this train finally going to pull into the stop?
So
who are these people?
This idea that Jalen Duren is going to come in and play even 20 minutes a night is a fantasy. So I want to explain why the DeAndre Ayton thing makes even more sense now that you've gotten Jalen Duren. You play in the Eastern Conference. And when you go up and down the list, and whether it's Time Lord in Boston, Adebayo in Miami, Embiid in Philly, Cleveland with 3 7-footers and Jared Allen and Mobley, etc. Guys, this having a rotation of big are of the requisite size or requisite athletic ability, but having bigs that can guard multiple positions and switch on the defensive end. But then drafting Jaden Ivey. See, this is where I don't think people are looking at it correctly. The reason you should still go after Ayton is Ivey and Cade and the pick and roll. Let me tell you something. You're going to need multiple bigs who do multiple things in that pick and roll. See, DeAndre Ayton, there's a level of pick and pop where he can hit a 15-footer, hit an 18-footer.
He can.
Okay? But Jalen Duren becomes that rim runner. That's a pick and roll where he dives to the basket and you are putting the defense at a choice. If you sag, Cade or Ivy, they're going to hurt you. If you press, uh-oh, because now it's Lob City. The reason you need Ayton is A, Duren is going to take time, but Ayton in a lot of ways can be a complement to what Duren does, much in the way that Al Horford complements Time Lord and Time Lord complements Horford.
Here's the other thing, if you guys want to crucify me for the Ayton take, you can. It's not me loving Ayton. But when you have two guards, your offense with Ivy and Cade is going to be a consistent attack and kick. Yes, they're going to get to the rim. Yes, they are going to create buckets. But a lot of this is going to be you need multiple bigs, pick and roll, and guys that can clean it up at the rim. The Pistons haven't had more than one functional big in 15 years. You know what I want to do in the East, which is quickly becoming the beast? I need to have matchups. Mm-hmm. I need on different nights. You know, Rico brought up a great point because Rico, A, spends a ton of time in Phoenix, and B, watches the Suns. Look, there's going to be things that Durin is going to be able to do that Ayton can't, and there's going to be things that Ayton can do that Durin can't. And on different nights, in different matchups, you need, Rico, you brought chess up. You're going to need different pieces to do different jobs. I just don't think that drafting Durin means you don't get Ayton. I think drafting Ivy and Durin is every reason you do. Now, if you guys want to hit me with a 2x4, you can.
No.
But I just see it a different way here, and I kind of go, you know what? F it. And here's the last piece, and then I'm out. Ayton wants to be here. As a Detroit basketball...
Does Ayton want to be here, or does he want to be any place but Phoenix? Because there's a difference.
The reports are he is not only willing, but wants to form a duo with Cade. It's the Cade factor. Look, I think it's vitally important in Detroit. Not Houston, not LA, not Miami. It's important your best players want to be here. Cade wants to be here. Oh, he put the buffs on. Ivy was in tears. He wanted to be here so bad.
And I think he had some buffs on last night.
Awesome. And Ayton wants to be here. It's powerful, Rico. It matters.
Did you know that Ivy's grandfather played for the Lions?
I'm out. 248-539-9797. This is where I get verbally abused.
David, go ahead.
It's like we're speaking to Ayton's agent right now. He's selling it so hard. Look, here's the thing. I'm fine with bringing, oh my gosh, I just had a brain lapse.
Great presentation.
They got traded last year to the Pistons. I'd rather keep him.
Oh, Marvin Bagley.
Bagley, thank you. I don't know what happened right there. I'm getting old. I'd rather have Bagley, and I would rather go with that rotation. And if they have to trade Kelly Olynyk to get a Miles Bridges, because that's who I want.
Yeah, but
I think they can use Bridges in the same
you're not getting them.
Way you just – they can't afford them.
Listen to me. Something will
happen.
They
haven't got rid of Hayward.
Something will happen. They're going to keep him. I just think the Ayton thing is the more obvious thing. David, also, too, why is it mutually exclusive? Why can't they keep Bagley? Why? God forbid.
I just don't want
Ayton. Here, I'll throw another one out there because Rico and I happen to agree on another free agent. I am doubling down and tripling down on front court players. Go get me Bobby Portis.
You see, that's what I was going to say.
Hey, Portis, Bagley.
I'm fine with that.
Ready? Portis, Bagley, Ayton, and Durin.
I don't want Beasts. Ayton. I don't.
The thing is,
Beasts.
I'm trying to help Detroiters because I can already see your level of frustration when you bring Ayton here for the max $120, $130 million 4-year deal that he is going to get. He is not that type of player. You want to know why, David? You can accept Bagley because he's just kind of a throw-in player now. He's not Marvin Bagley, second overall pick.
You're right.
He's just Marvin Bagley, bag of bones, who could go out on the court and give you some rebounds. That's what he is. Ayton, you're going to overpay for a guy who will come here and not do... We talked about it yesterday. You will become the Chicago Bulls taking Ben Wallace. Okay? Everybody here knew what was that was going to be a disaster. The Bulls thought, oh, no, we could fix this. We could turn him into a scorer. No, you can't. I'd rather take Portis. Portis has a toughness that I'd rather teach the young guys. This is what you do. Plus, he could go out there. He's 6'10". He could rebound. He could shoot. He's hitting about 40% from the three-point line. He's still relatively young. I think he's, 27? I would rather go after Portis and maybe bring in another bench-type player, veteran guy, to teach these guys what to do rather than Ayton. Now, is the world going to end if they go after Ayton? No. I already hear the shows. Oh, he's not going out there living up to the money that we're paying him. Well, first of all, we're not, but he's going to disappoint you because the reason why he looked so good, the Suns had the best record in the league. So in the fourth quarter, when they were winning, all he was just getting rebounds and kicking it back out to Booker, throwing it out to Davis' uncle Chris Paul, and guys, go do what you had to do. But when they were losing games, hey, DeAndre, right here, bench. We can't put you out there anymore. This team's still growing. I understand where you're coming from, Mike. It improves the front court, but it's going to come at a cost. I just think it's going to be a disappointment for the people of this city. Not that he can't do anything, but he's going to disappoint.
248-539-9797. We've set the table. You want to rap about Jaden Ivey? You want to talk about the Kings being, you know, not literal crackheads, but acting like one? We can. Overall, just how big a step forward is this team going to take? And yes, I really do believe you double down. Duren, Bagley, Ayton, it's been a minute since Pistons have had a front court that other people had to deal with. Well, you know what? You have an ability to create that now. You put the hard hat on, you bring the sledgehammer every night, and you make teams adjust to you because the thing that those guards in Ivy and Cade are going to need, it's not personal protectors, it's options. It's pick and roll, it's rim runners, it's size around that rim, and it's guys who on different nights can do different things. You want Portis? Get him. You want Bagley back? Great. You have the space to do it all. So let's do it. The days of Beef Stew and Olynyk need to die. End it. Get me legitimate
dudes.
I need
dudes. Some respect him. Isaiah Stewart's name.
Enjoy Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.